Blog Talk Radio.
Python Radio. Tonight we have a special show. For me, we have Wayne. He goes by Larks. He goes by Larks over on the forums and on Facebook. He is coming, talking to us all the way from Australia. So, really,
we are cool.
Thing. Yes.
That's awesome.
What's up, Bowen? How's things going?
Oh, no, things are going. Yeah, you and I talked already about the possibility of my caramel female has yet to lay her clutch of eggs. I have people on, I usually get about 6 text messages a day, but has she laid yet? So, you know, by the time I'm answering them, I'm like, no, she hasn't laid yet. God!
And oh, no.
Then there's, of course, the Facebook with some people saying, oh, it's going to be a monster clutch when she drops it, so, you know. We're just watching, anticipating, you know, I'm pulling my hair out. It's all fun stuff. So.
Yeah, good.
Other than that, I am sitting back and getting to know a couple of the new snakes and attempting to not bleed so much.
The scrubs.
Yes. So far, it's not working.
No.
No.
How many times
no, so far,
have you been tagged?
3 times so far. One by the baby that doesn't count, but the patternless has it in for me. I must have done something to her by accident. So, but it's okay.
Yeah.
She'll calm down and learn to love me eventually.
They always do, right?
Yes.
That's good. Okay. Let's see. As far as me, I think the female tiger that I have is about to go into her prelay shed.
Oh, goodness. Now, is this the female tiger with the red? This is the red tiger with the citrus tiger?
Yeah, the red to the citrus tiger. So that should be a cool clutch.
I would.
I got nervous the other. What's that?
I'd be interested in that.
Yeah. That should be cool. I don't know how it's gonna look, but we'll see. I got nervous the other day because my diamond girl came off of the zebra jag eggs, and she was out.
I
was about
to get a phone call.
No. It was just weird because, you know, the whole time that I did maternal with the IJ, I never saw the girl leave. And I came in the room, and there she was, and she was just out and about, and she got herself a drink, and then she just went back in. And, I noticed that she put her face, like, right up to the light. and she just stayed there. And it was probably about a good 10, 15 minutes that she stayed in that pose. And that's when I started to get a little nervous. And I don't know if she was, like, trying to absorb some heat or what she was doing. But then she went back in her box and safe and secure, wrapped tight around the egg. So
maybe. Maybe she was just getting warm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know, but I know when we had Josh on the show, he was talking about diamond pythons and maternal incubation and the fact that they're nest builders. So they're building nests, and when you build a nest, you can't really move the nest as like with the other carpet pythons. They can kind of move the eggs, which is kind of what Tajay did to find that perfect heat. And he said that he noticed that the diamond pythons come out more to, to soak up the heat, to bath for a while, and then return to the eggs. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I don't know. Interesting observation.
Who knows? At this point, you're spot on with a bunch of stuff. But the interesting part about the eggs that I have here that are yours is that they've reached that point now where the embryos are developed enough. And I enjoy, I candle the eggs every once in a while just to check and make sure everything's good. They're at that point now where when I candle them, there are these dark shadows and blobs inside the egg to kind of move around a little bit as you candle it. So that's definitely cool. So,
nice.
Yeah. So that's, I think they're due in about 20 days to hatch out.
Yeah. Yep.
Be cool when I ransom them back to you. So.
Isn't it crazy that our most exciting clutches of the year were the ones that cost us the most headache?
You have no idea. Just, hey, at least you
what
got yours. Mine are still inside.
So.
Oh well.
one thing I wanted to just start the show. I want to bring Wayne on quick because. He's calling from Australia,
I
want to do it at the end of the show, but we're going to move the show to Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Cool.
And that's starting this Tuesday.
Awesome.
And this Tuesday we're going to have on, I hope I say his name right, Ari, Bowen Pythons, you know him from the forums?
No,
deals with bowling
but
pythons.
I think you're doing a fantastic job pronouncing the name and getting me to understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. Ari Flagili?
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Anyway, he's pretty much the other guy when it comes to bowling pythons. There's he's done a lot of research and he does a lot of papers and studies and whatnot on Bowen's pythons. He's going to come on and talk Bowen's pythons with us.
Excellent.
He has some cool stuff. So that's Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll probably go with that going forward because we have to make sure that Owen has a life.
God.
He's getting
had to make sure
dying.
Owen has life. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Important.
Your friends have called and told me that the show has to move.
Well, that's good.
They need their drinking buddy back.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess without. You have anything else you wanted to hit on?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
We can wrap up in the fact that I have no life.
We will bring Wayne on. Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Good to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us all the way from Australia, Wayne.
Not a problem.
Awesome. Now, where exactly are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the mid-north of South Australia.
Mid-north Australia?
Sorry.
Cool.
In South Australia, so down the bottom of Australia.
Okay. I'm trying to picture it, but so Wayne, why don't you tell us what got you into reptiles?
Oh well, As a kid, we used to do a lot of camping and stuff, and everyone always told me about how dangerous snakes were, and they'd chase you and everything. So of course, I went looking for them, and was never allowed to keep any, of course, because my family was all scared of snakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So had to just be happy with playing with them for a while, and then of course, you know, you move out of home and stuff, and my partner still wasn't very keen on snakes and things like that. And then I used to be a fisherman, and we actually went to an island off South Australia called St. Francis Island. It's one of the most rarest locations of imbricata are there. So I was on the island looking for them and tiger snakes and stuff, and someone said to me, "Oh, do you want to have a pet snake?" So I said, "Yeah, sure." And then they said they had a water python that I could grab hold of, and we actually pulled into port because of rough weather and stuff, and we jumped in a car and drove the 300 kilometres back to Port Lincoln where I lived, and went and had a look at this snake, and went home and said to my partner, "Look what we've got. And here's a new snake, come with its enclosure and everything." So I put that inside and said, "I'll see you in 2 weeks because I've got to go back out to sea." And went out to sea, and instead of being out for 2 weeks, we were out for 3 months.
Oh, jeez.
And I come home, and when I first dropped the snake off there, Jo was petrified of it. And so she had 3 months looking at this thing and out of water and stuff, of course. And she felt sorry for it, so she changed its water and stuff, and it came out. And she ended up patting it and falling in love with it. And she's been in love with reptiles ever since as well. So.
Awesome.
That's an awesome story.
Ever since then, the collection's just grown since then. So. Yeah, awesome.
Fantastic. So now, what brought you to the Morelia complex, aside from just, you know, them being right outside your door?
Mainly it was the next snake we bought was just available at the time. We just bought carpet pythons, and I've just been in love with them ever since then.
Hmm.
So, yeah. But now I'm a Morelia addict.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, that works. I'm pretty sure that's how everybody else got into it. Was just, you know, one, and then it kind of rolled into it. Wayne, can you tell us about the different species that you're currently working with besides the Morelia?
Besides Morelia?
Yeah. Or if you don't have that many besides the Morelia, why don't you do them all?
I also keep Wilma pythons, olive pythons, blackheads, childreni, mackies, parentes, lace monitors, bearded dragons, Spencer's monitors.
Jeez.
And a few different species of the Morelia.
Wow. That's very cool.
Now, you said, just on a side note, you said that you were out looking for the imbricata. Did you ever find it out there on the island?
I did find a couple. There's a fair few on that island. And it's only a small island, so.
Wow.
Not hard to find.
It depends on where you were located.
That's exactly right.
Some other people, like here, it's very hard. So,
yeah. Did you notice any type of difference with them? Did they look different? Was there any kind of what in the way they looked or anything?
I don't know. The pattern was more like a Murray Darling or inland, but the color was all coastal. Well, no, just brown and yellow. So.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. They're meant to be a smaller species as well. But,
okay.
Talking to other people, they'd found them, you know, up to 7 feet.
Huh.
So,
interesting.
Yeah.
So you guys down in there, Australia, you have some cutting-edge stuff that's coming onto the scene that, I don't know, it just seems like all of a sudden it just exploded down there. Can you talk about some of the projects that you're working with? I know there's you have the Brettle Jags and the Exanic Hypos, and can you hit on some of those?
Yeah, sure. The Exantics are one thing that has been really good for me. So. And, I did the first clutch of them this year, proved them out, and also got, the Hypo and what looks like a Super Hypo. So I'm really happy about those. And also worked with, what were you going to say?
Was that the Hypo Coastal that... I guess that we all know? Okay.
Yeah, Pure Coastal. And also work with the... Well, the number one project at the moment is going for the snow carpets, of course. That's going to be brilliant.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, I saw your the picture you posted up there on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, what a contrast between the two... Between the two of them, I mean, the albino you have and then the Exanic you have, it's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Turned out brilliant, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I just can't wait for all that to come together.
Oh, wow.
And then we got the Hypo Jags we're working with as well, which they've produced some really nice babies. I've crossed them into the Exantics as well, so we've got the hets there waiting to make the Jag Exantics.
Now the Hypo gene that we're talking about, is that a go dominant gene? Like it's not.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's co dominant. We put the Hypo Jag to a Hypo Coastal the year before last and produced Super, or what appears to be a super at least, which looks phenomenal.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite out of the Australian stuff is that Hypo Coastal. I think they're they're just top notch.
Yeah, even that line of just the straight Hypo Coastals is a stunning line. So. Yeah, they're doing some amazing stuff with it.
Now, have you guys been working with that stuff for a while, or it just seems to me like all of a sudden this stuff just exploded. I mean, has that line been around for a long time, the Hypo?
Yeah, there's a guy in Queensland who's been working for a lot of years, and he's pretty much perfected them and got them to the stage where they're just, there's nothing else out there like them. And then the people with the Jags got hold of them and put them into the Jags. So works great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. And they're actually known as the McLeod line of Hypos.
Huh.
Yeah. And yeah, he put in just quite a bit of work with them.
I remember when your the Brettle Jags hatched out and you posted it up. What contrast? Again, I keep going with the contrast, but I mean that picture that you had where it was coming out of the egg, that was just
with the
awesome.
Really orange head and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know, Owen. What do you think? Do you think the Brettle Jags that are here in the States look like that?
No, I don't think they do. I haven't seen too many Brettle Jags like in person to kind of make it, but I definitely think the ones in Australia have a little bit more of a. They seem like you said the brighter orange seems to be coming through, which is definitely very cool. And then the deep rust color in the spots, which is in the saddles, which is what I always like about them.
Okay.
Which is weird for me to say because they're Brettle Jags.
Yeah. It was also a Hypo Bradley with the Hypo Jags.
Oh my God.
Oh, you've done that project too?
Yeah, that's what those ones were.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and and some of them actually look like supers as well. And you know, no one's real sure if it's a code, yeah, the Bradleys, but it looks it to me. So fingers crossed that it is.
Wow!
All the numbers worked out, and you know, we've got the right number looking like they're supers. So time will tell.
Right. Well, they're right. Awesome. That's for sure.
Yeah. I didn't expect them to look so good. I nearly didn't even do the breeding. Then I just thought, oh, why not?
Yeah, well,
bloody
whatever.
Happy I did. Yeah.
That's my approach to breeding, too. Ah, why not?
Shut up.
Yeah.
You and your crazy morphs. You know, you plan one episode, and then you're telling me you do it all kinds of whatever. This episode, yeah, it's enough out of you.
I know. What do you think the as far as the snow carpet goes? Me and Nick were talking about this the other day. What do you think? Do you think it's going to be solid white? Do you think it's going to have tones of yellow to it? What are you expecting it to look like when it hatches out?
Maybe some pink.
Well, the Exantic seems to take out absolutely all of the yellow, so I'm hoping that it's going to be just white. But I've also heard people saying that it might be orange, but yeah, I'm just hoping that it's going to be all white, and maybe with some lavender light saddles, maybe just really light. But.
Right.
We won't know either, because it's going to come out gray, and then we're going to have to wait for it to get its color. So.
Yeah.
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 We have a call. Go ahead.
I was going to say, some of my double hats have the real caramel look to them as well.
Mm.
So you never know, you might get a caramel looking.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen once you start breeding. Like, what would a snow jag look like? You know, what's going to happen once that goes into?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to tell?
Is it jag? You just have to take somebody's word for it.
don't know, but I know. I know I'll find out.
Me too.
It's definitely a plan.
I'll find out when you guys tell me. So.
Yeah. Okay. We have a caller here real quick. I'll click him on and see when. Hello, caller with the 562 area code. You have a question for Wayne? I don't know what that was. All righty,
yeah, that one will be.
All right, moving
be
on quickly.
Nice.
We should stream better, but moving on.
What can I say? Have that effect on people.
Do that. It's the fact that somebody's in Australia.
We've lost control.
All right. Good, Owen.
It didn't take long at all. All right. Wayne, can you how about you give us a breakdown of how you keep your carpets?
Yeah. I keep them pretty basic, really. I just keep them all on butcher's paper.
Mm-hmm.
With a hide and water bowl, of course. Just because I got so many, I like to be able to look around the room and see exactly how everyone is and who's done what and all that.
Yeah.
And I give them a basking site of like 31 degrees. Well, for you guys, that's, I think, about 89 degrees Fahrenheit or something.
Celsius, okay.
Yeah.
31 degrees, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I have make sure I have a cool end of at least 26, which is, I think, 78 or something for you guys.
Okay.
And
all right.
I start at that, but then I watch what the snake does. And if the snake's, you know, sitting in the cool end all the time, I just put the temperature down a bit. So I like them to bask in them and go back to their cool spot afterwards. And that's basically how I set up most of my snakes.
Okay. Now, is that true for, like, your hatchlings? Do you keep them in, like, a tub or cages? You provide perches?
I don't provide perches for most of my snakes. I just find they, because I do most of it in pretty low enclosures as well. Because so, I think they're about 40 centimeters. I don't know what that is in inches, but
okay.
But, yeah, as high as they are. So just sitting on top of their hide box, they seem to be happy. But my hatchings are set up in small tubs and basically the same way, the same
okay.
same temperatures and stuff.
Right, and
makes everything really
kind of nice. So,
yeah.
How do you feel about keeping carpets at like a constant temperature with no hot spot? Think that would work for you guys down there?
It'd probably work, but whether it'd be good for the snake or not, I don't know.
They'd live, but, you know, who knows
yeah.
how.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's
exactly.
a lot of talk, though, that the reason that question came up is there was a lot of talk on our show ever since we had Terry Phillips on about the core body temperature of a python being at that 78 to 82 degree. That's where they're trying to get to. So he really doesn't
yeah.
keep any of his snakes on any type of heat. He just keeps the room basically at 82 degrees, and his snakes seem to thrive.
Yeah.
Do you see, like, I guess one of his ideas is that, you know, the snakes are coming. They're not, you know, if it's a in the heat of the day, they're not coming out. They're basically coming out later at night, when it's a bit cooler, so they can move around and whatnot, and, you know.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
I think they will come out during the day and bask and stuff.
Okay.
And you know, they've survived for all these years of regulating their temperatures like that, so.
Okay.
I just wonder about the long-term effects, you know.
Right. I figured that would be a good question to ask you, since you're right there, and I mean, you actually get to see them in the wild, you know, so you see their habits, you know.
Behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, they will come out and bask and stuff during the day and all that sort of stuff. So it's like they're made to get hot, cool.
Right.
So, I don't know. Can't really say, because I haven't tried to keep them like that either.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I firmly believe in a basking site myself.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, how do you, you said you cool when you do breeding. When do you start introducing
yeah.
boys and stuff like that?
I drop the temperature for about 2 weeks, and then I start introducing males.
Okay.
And I just keep circulating the males to everyone ovulates, and I'll turn the temperature up after they ovulate.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Are you doing, how many males are you doing per female, or are you just doing a pairs, or how do you break that down?
With my projects, I just use the one male, because I like to know who's done what. You know, like, who's gravid to who and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So, in other words, who's the daddy?
Right.
But with things like my albinos and stuff, I use 2 males, but that's in between, 6 girls.
Okay.
So they'll have 3 each, pretty much.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
But I do use other males just to put through the cage, just to scent the cage, to excite the male more and all that sort of stuff. So.
Right.
Which I find works really well.
Yeah, piss them off a little bit, right?
Yeah, if someone's not interested, you just chuck another boy through the cage and then put him back, and he smells the other boy, and he just does it out of spite, I think.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well.
Oh, no.
God. So, well, that is, that's good. Now, what do you do for incubation? Do you do artificial or maternal incubation?
I mainly do artificial with most of my
stuff. Sorry, that was finally one for my camp. So.
But I have one girl that I always do maternal, because
okay.
I just like doing maternal. And I'm actually thinking of doing more.
Damn. So how do you set up both the maternal and the artificial?
The artificial I do just basically the no substrate.
Mm-hmm.
I just put perlite in there just to hold the grid off out of the water. And I use the perlite because I'm a bit rough with my stuff and I don't, you know, I splash water otherwise. I just don't want to get my eggs wet. So.
Right.
Yeah, and I find that doing it that way, it's pretty much idiot proof. So, you know, even I can get it right.
All right.
But with the maternal, I set them up with sphagnum moss just like I normally would, and I actually use a opaque box, egg box, so I can see what's going on inside there.
Okay.
And I set it up early so that by the time the female has the eggs, it's actually bone dry in there. And then once she has her eggs, I'll spray the cage every now and again. But other than that, I won't worry about the humidity at all. I just let the female do it. And you'll actually see when it's too dry, she'll come out and she'll soak in the water bowl and then go back in with a bit of moisture on her.
Okay.
So when she does that, I'll just go and give this cage a bit of a mist just to help her out a little bit. And other than that, I just leave her alone and let her do her thing.
Awesome.
So that's really easy.
Yeah.
I think it's really fascinating as well. You know, you see the female, like my female in particular, will come out of her nest box, but leave her tail in the nest box, and she'll crawl around her heat cage for a little while, and then just drop off and go straight back in there. Like, she's a really good mum.
Huh.
Like most snakes are, I think. So. Yeah.
Now, what type is she again? What is she?
She's an Atherton jungle.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Atherton jungle.
Yeah. Atherton, yeah, they get bigger. She's around 8 foot. So.
Wow.
She's a pretty big jungle.
Now, how does she look compared to jungles that we might see here in the States?
Like,
is she black and yellow, or is she kind of like a wild type?
Yeah, she's... Well, when she was younger, she was black and yellow. She's more of a black and tanny yellow now.
Okay.
So...
Huh. Awesome.
Yeah, they look pretty much like your standard jungle.
Okay.
And she's some of the best black and yellow ones in Australia at the moment are Athertons.
Now, are there people that are like, you know, like, is there a lot of different locality stuff going on down there? Like, is that a big thing?
Yeah, it is. For a lot of people, it is.
And they don't mix it up?
No, some don't, but a lot do, though.
A lot do? Okay.
Yeah, but we've got our... We've got people down here that will never do anything other than locality, which is great.
Yep. I like both personally. Yeah. I like all the.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We get stuff as well as all the morphs.
So what's the carpet market? The carpet python market, like in Australia, and what is the similarities between the states, or is it totally different, or how does it work down there?
Well, the market's a lot smaller here, of course, because we don't have as many keepers. So it gets at the moment it's flooded out with most of your normal stuff, so everything's going really cheap, which is good as well, I suppose, because it gets more people into reptiles. I think the morph market is slowly growing. So many people here against, but they're slowly turning around.
Once you start to see the cool stuff that comes out, you know, they change your mind.
yeah.
Right.
Some of them will never change, but yeah, it's slowly getting accepted. It's a lot more accepted this year than it ever has been, so that's a good sign.
Good.
Oh, cool. What about the, is there any projects that are like on the cutting edge down there? And I know there's that, what is it called? The tribal carpet or something?
Yeah, they look pretty good, but no one really knows what they are yet. So.
Yeah, kind of top secret stuff.
Yeah.
Any other kind of cool?
Yeah, there's a fair few people working on the morphs, you know, so.
Okay.
A lot of people are keeping quiet about it, but
okay.
I'm looking forward to the albino scrubbies more than any other Marillion.
Ooh.
Whoa. Backtrack. Reverse right now.
Slam the brakes.
Whoa. Albino scrubs?
Yeah. Yeah. Because rumors getting around about it for ages. But there's a pet shop down here that had a picture of one up in their shop. And, yeah, it looks unreal. But,
I bet yeah, it does.
when I first saw it, I had to have a second look, because I thought it was just a Darwin. But it's the same sort, I guess, the Darwins, except it had black speckles all over it. Which, and just being a scrub python, I really love that idea.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you work with scrub pythons?
Not at the moment. We used to have a couple, but
okay.
We sold them for some reason. I don't know why.
They're fantastic, and they get the blood pumping.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. After hearing you guys talk about them, I want to get some more.
Yeah. Well, get those albinos. Jesus. That's unfair.
Yeah.
How were they to work with? How was King Orni to work with?
Good. The ones we used to have were, well, one of them in particular was really placid. And
really?
Yeah, he only ever struck out once, and that was a mistake, pretty much. No, that was funny too. My partner Joe, we were showing a couple of people the scrubbies. I'd normally open the door and tap him on the nose with the hook and then go out of his food mode or whatever. But she just opened Joe just opened the door, reached in there and without the hook and just, he just bit her and let go. And she just sat there and went, "Oh, you naughty boy." There was blood everywhere and some other guy reaching and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, one of our other ones was really defensive, mate. But still, once she got her out, she was all right.
That's awesome.
So that was pretty easy to work with, really.
Did you ever breed them, or did...
No, we didn't get that far. We lost the female, and I think that's why we ended up selling the male. But...
Have they been bred in captivity down there in Australia?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's a couple of other
all the time.
Yeah. Well, more and more it happens, that's for sure. But, there's just a few other morphs getting around, not so much in the Morelia sort of stuff, but, yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, I was going to say that blackheads have a lot of morphs coming out too, don't they?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some good work being done with them. Yeah. And I'm hoping the albinos will come out soon.
And they're working
around us here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also the same work they're doing with the snow, right? Because they have Exanic as well, right?
Oh.
Yeah. That's cool. I've got a mate who's going to be putting his Exanic over his Exanic blackhead over his albino blackhead this season. So. I'm really hoping that's going to work out.
Wow.
Yeah. I would be too.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Now, do you have guys have any trouble breeding the blackheads like we do in the States?
Some people seem to have a bit of trouble with it, and then others seem to be able to do it with their eyes shut.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't had a go at it yet myself, but I'm hoping to, not this season, but the next season. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And as far as like with the whole morph stuff, with the stuff that's coming out, I would think maybe in Australia this would matter more than in the States. But how do you guys deal with the mixing up of the subspecies when you get the no morph combos, and then you sort of have the, I'm going to call this the carpet byproducts, like the normal carpet that's sort of just mixed up. Like, how do you guys deal with that?
I may use that later against you.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, like in the States, what's happening is they pass it off as a normal coastal or a normal, you know, and then it sort of just pollutes the gene pool. I mean,
yeah.
Has there any been? Go ahead.
We're really hoping that doesn't happen here. I've been selling like Jake Sibs, that there's no mistaking that they're not a pure animal, and I'm happy with that. But at the moment I've got these Bredley ones, and they look exactly like Bredlice, so I'm a bit worried about selling those.
Because,
you know, it doesn't matter what you say they are, the next person to sell them on might just say they're pure to get an easy sale.
Right.
But personally, we've got a lot of monitors, so byproduct is just food for them.
Right, gotcha. That's why I keep blackheads.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a purist.
Yeah.
I don't have blackheads, so I can't mix.
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there that are talking about freezing them and stuff. But yeah, I try not to breed anything that I'm going to sort of class as byproducts.
Yeah, I guess that's the wrong word to use. I don't know how.
No, it's too late now. It's out there. Yeah.
I know, that's probably a bad way to say it, but, you know, I don't...
Whether it's right or wrong, it's...
You know, it's... I guess it's just the truth. I mean, if you're trying to make a caramel zebra jag, you're going to get something in that mix that's kind of, you know, I don't know. It's not really a... It's just a carpet python. And then somebody calls it a coastal.
Yeah.
And then we ruin it for guys like Owen, who just is breeding pure colors.
Come on now.
And I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Because
that's
knocking Owen's legs out from underneath him. And
we don't want to do that. Owen's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I think the big problem here in Australia too is if you come out and say that you've got like a, you know, coastal cross Bredley or whatever, a lot of people will, attack you for it.
Get the pitchforks out.
So it sort of forces people to say, oh, this looks like a pure, so I'll sell it as a pure.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Great.
Which is my...
That's awesome.
That's my main concern in letting them go.
Because
in that case, I don't blame people for saying it's a pure, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So, Eric,
Go ahead.
Eric, when your eggs hatch, I'm going to send you a picture. It says, like, you know, this is your tiger zebra jag, and then, like, arrows will be pointing to other eggs that just say, you know, carpet byproduct. So. I'll make sure I post that on your Facebook. Yeah, it'd be great.
Look, I'm doing this for you, Owen, and you're going to bust my stones. You know what I mean? I mean, I could just sell it as a coastal, and we could be done.
And here we are.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, because... Again, like I said, I like everything, and I like all the different types of, you know, specific subspecies too, you know, and I want to breed them as well. And, you know, some of the selective breeding that has been done with all the different subspecies, it would be a shame to sort of mess that all up now that we're getting into mixing all these different morphs. I mean, you want to see the morph because you know that's going to sort of push the market, but at the same time, you don't want to screw it up either, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pity too, though, because some of the byproducts for lack of a better word.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I love it.
A really nice-looking snake.
Yeah.
Like great pets.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I suppose we're lucky here, too, that we have got all these purists and stuff, so we can always find pure stuff, you know?
Sure.
So I don't know if it's as big a problem or going to be as big a problem here or not.
Right.
Because if you want pure stuff, you wouldn't buy half the stuff that people are calling coastals and stuff now anyway.
Right.
You know, you'd go to people who you know have got 100% pure stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the States. If I wanted pure stuff, you know, I go to somebody like Owen or Nick Mutton or somebody like that, you know, because I know that that's what they deal with.
Mm-hmm.
I know that what they're saying is what I'm getting, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. What's the biggest difference between the U.S. and Australia's the market?
The size, I reckon.
Size, okay.
Just the pure size. Things, you know, like new morphs come out here and within a couple of years. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. But other than that, it's pretty much the same, really.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now we're getting, you know, we've got a fair few expos here and stuff, so it's getting even more like you guys over there.
Oh, cool.
Now,
are you working with any of the... I know you said you were working with... I know you're working with the morphs, but are you working with any different kinds? Are you working with jungles or inlands or...
Inlands or Murray Darlings are one of my favourite snakes, so I've got a few of those here, and yeah, I'll always work with them. And I've got the locality specific inlands as well, like South Australian ones.
Are they the? Is that the? What's the gamma range carpet pythons? What are they? Do you know?
The gamma ranges are they're meant to be a. Murray Darling or Inlands, but they're meant to have a bit of imbricata in them as well. They come from the Flinders Ranges, which is only a couple of hours away from me. So,
cool.
I'm hanging to find one.
Yeah, you'd probably be a rich man if you did.
Yeah.
Well, at least here you would.
Yeah. First, you got to get over here, and...
Yeah.
There's a fair few of them in captivity here now, so their prices have come down a bit.
Now, what about imbricata? Do you work with imbricata?
Not at the moment.
No.
The only other real locality stuff I have is the Atherton jungles.
Okay.
And my Wommas, which... Rockhampton Downs Wommas, that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
But other than that, all morphs.
Yeah.
Now, so you do field herping on that right wing?
Yeah, I do a bit.
Okay.
Unfortunately, down here the only carpets we got are the Murray Darlings.
Okay.
So, and most of the things I look for are like lace monitors and of course the carpets. But in my backyard.
Yeah.
What was that? Sir? I was just going to say in my. What?
Go ahead.
Go again.
Did you find anything like really of interest kind of around your path, you know, something crazy pop up in front of you?
Not yet.
suppose that's a good thing.
Yeah, but in my own backyard, we find, you know, bearded dragons, blue tongue lizards, shingleback lizards, brown snakes. But sometimes going out the back's a bit of a field trip. But unfortunately, no carpet python.
Anything too dangerous hanging out back there and found like pie pans sitting in your backyard.
Well, the brown snakes we find out here, I believe they're the second most venomous snake in the world. So.
Yeah, I'll do it. That's dangerous. I'll count that.
And one of the most aggressive. So, well, not I don't class reptiles as aggressive, but the most defensive, I should say. So yeah, they're pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I will count them. Yeah, okay, that works. Dangerous backyard, cool.
Yeah.
So the question we get to ask people is what, if any, what kind of carpet python would you have in your collection? Of course, you know, you have a collection that, you know, makes myself and Eric like drool. So if you could have any carpet python in your collection, what would it be?
Well, I'd toss up between the zebra and the brennan at the moment.
Nice.
Yeah. Zebra and a granite, stuck between there?
Yeah.
Hmm. Awesome.
Pretty much kill for some.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah.
I only got the one boy, and I'm like, okay, I need more of these, so.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you could have any other Morelia species, what would it be? Aside from a carpet python.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, these are hard questions.
It is. It is. There's so much to choose from, isn't there?
Yeah.
At the moment, it'd probably be a zebra as well.
Let's go back to that. Okay. See, now this one, you have to change up your answer. It's what, if any, non-Morelia would you want?
Hands down, retics.
Retics?
Yeah.
Wow.
Some of the retic morphs just blow my mind.
They are pretty. It's the 30-foot try to eat your face that kind of turns me off of them. So
that's what excites me. give me a albino super tiger lavender retic at 30-foot. That'd be brilliant.
They are nice, that is for sure.
Yeah, they are pretty. And that's the second person that said retic, because Mo said retic, too.
Yeah.
And I think she said something about a lavender albino, too.
Yeah. I had a super tiger retic way back when I first got into reptiles. And, man, that was hard to get rid of. That was a nice snake.
And I nearly got killed by a super tiger retic at a zoo, and it was really easy to walk away from that one. So,
I remember seeing a documentary with Dave Barker on there hatching out the first super tigers, retics.
And oh, wow.
Fell in love right there and then.
You're like, done.
Yeah. I've actually recorded it, and I think I watched it like 100 times.
Nice.
Now, what is the most exciting project that's going on for you in 2012?
I've got a couple that I can't really talk about.
Those would be the exciting ones.
Yeah, I've also got one that I'm looking forward to, which isn't actually a Morelia. We got some heterolucistic Mackies. So I'm hoping to prove them out this year.
Wow.
That's a good one. And, but with the Morelia, I've got what I suspect is a super hypo male ready for breeding. So I'm hoping to put that something totally unrelated and prove that out.
That's cool.
That would be, that's pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to that.
Mhm.
And I've also got a het for exanthing jag that should be ready. But I was going to put that to my exanthic girl, but she's going to be, I don't know what I'm going to do there.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of things are still up in the air. So.
Yeah.
So probably the logistic max are the most exciting at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I got a project you might be interested in, Wayne. Next season, I'm going to be doing a jag het granite to a zebra het granite.
Holy cow.
Get your zebra and your granite all in one.
Yeah.
No idea what it's going to look like, though.
No. I'd love to find out. That's going to be amazing.
Well, I'll make sure I send you the pictures first before I show anybody.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Hopefully by then
you've got a working incubator.
Yeah.
Otherwise they'll be hatching over here again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you get a pick of the clutch, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Owen just didn't make it.
See, the only reason why I put him over at Owen's house is because I know he's not going to want to do it, because he's the pure guy. He's like, I don't know.
The hell am I going to do with these things?
He's pure for now. I'll wait till I hatch out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a valid point. I mean, he's like, okay, pure thing out the window.
You know, that's true, because when he first started this show, he was, no scrubs for me, and now he's probably got more than I do.
Shut up. Yeah, I do. You have 1.1. I got, like, 2.3. All right?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Both the jag granites and the jag zebras look amazing, so that combo is going to be wicked. Yeah.
I can't wait to hit that my first super zebras. Take me a couple of years, but I'll get there.
Yeah. I want to see a super zebra exanthing.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Eric,
I'll get there. Give me a year.
I'm pretty sure people are working on that, aren't they?
Yes.
I don't know. Eric, you working on it?
I have the ingredients for it. It's just a matter of waiting, growing up the female, that's all.
Short answer,
yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's all. I'll
tell you the most excited one, and I'm excited about as far as the zebra, is the albino zebra. Super zebra, I'm sorry. Albino super zebra. Because my thoughts it's going to be orange.
Albino zebra is going to look good, too. I mean, let's not take away from the albino zebra. That's still going to be kick-ass.
Absolutely.
The pictures of the ones Paul Harris produced look amazing. I'd like to see what they look like now.
Yeah.
I want an albino tiger because I'm a sucker for stripes.
Yeah, me too.
Instead of ignore all the bits that go into it to make the albino tiger. Fine, I will make the exception for that.
There goes the pure right out the door.
Shut up.
You're turning already.
See how easy it is to turn him?
Yes, it's very easy, okay?
We're getting some nice stripes in the albinos down here. So hopefully one day we'll get the tiger looking pure Darwin albino.
That'd be nice. Because then if I just get a striped albino, Darwin, I'll be like, that's good enough. So, then that'll kind of be okay because it'll still be pure.
Isn't there a melanistic Darwin down there, like a pure black Darwin python down in Australia?
Yeah, there is one. I think it's still alive. I'm not 100% sure on what it's doing at the moment. There was rumors going around that it died, but there's lots of rumors going around.
Sure.
But I'm pretty sure it was wild caught and they're having trouble breeding it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that annoying?
I'd love to get my hands on some of those.
There's
some other people with some that are fairly melanistic, but not quite as good, nice as the one that the pictures have been getting round of. I believe someone, or I know a guy down here, made hats from theirs, and that's pretty goddamn black. So.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. He's hoping to make a snow-like animal out of it.
Huh. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. I can't wait to see what he does with that.
I'm just looking at a picture of your Hypo Jag right now. Man, they're nice. They are nice.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah.
The first Jag I ever seen was the mother of those. And I said to the guy, what are you going to breed it with? And he showed me the super Hypo that he was going to breed it with. And that was it. I just locked in straight away. It's like, oh, I want some. And I was lucky enough to get a pair, so that was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's your website in case anybody wants to go and check it out?
www.marilliamagic.com.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. With my Hidden Sand things as well, I just want to give out a big thanks to Stephen Brooks, because he actually hatched out the first ones and gave me the opportunity to work with them. And I actually found those on Morelia Pythons.
Really?
he posted up a picture on Morelia Pythons, and exactly a quarter of the clutch looks like they were taken with black and white film. So I just contacted him straight away and said, I want some. And he just said, no, I'm keeping them all. So I kept my eye on the forum, and the next year he produced another clutch. And yeah, I was lucky enough to snag a pair. So yeah, big thanks to him.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and he ended up actually having to sell them all. So unfortunately, he didn't get to work with them any further than that.
Wow.
Yeah. So everything I do, the first pictures always go to him.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, you work with green tree pythons too?
Yeah, I have been. We just sold them pretty much not long ago because I want to get all red babies and start from there.
Oh, okay.
Because the ones we did have were Cape York cross Maruk.
Okay.
And yeah, all the babies that come out were just your standard green tree pythons. And of course, I'm into morphs. So.
He's a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
The morphs are it for me, too.
Yeah. I love my greens, though. They're really easy animals to work with. And yeah.
So, do you keep them like your carpets, just out of curiosity? When you
A little bit different, because of course they're going to have perches.
Right.
But yeah, I just give them a 32-degree basking site and make sure that they got a cold area, a cooler area to go to as well, and mist them every now and again. So that's about it.
Pretty
fresh water.
Stuff.
Yeah. Found it pretty easy to work with, really. Probably even easier than most carpets, because you can clean out their cage and that without having to take them out.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
You can work around them.
Yeah.
I'm just flipping through some of the pictures on your site now, and I'm looking at the Hypo Jag. Man, that thing is nice.
Super Hypo Coastal Jag. Second one in, it's female number 4. Yeah, send her to me.
Yeah.
I don't care how many laws you have to break to get her here. Holy crap. Yeah. They're fantastic.
They're nice, eh? Do you see one on there?
Yeah.
I'm looking at your Parenti, too. Wow, look at that thing. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's
they
right.
were spiky.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you keep them outside?
Yeah, yeah. I have to move them indoors for winter.
Wow. How big do they get?
They're reported to get to 2.5 meters.
Wow.
So yeah, they're not a small lizard, that's for sure. And the lice monitors get pretty close to that as well.
That is true.
And I actually find the lice monitors harder to work with just because they can be really aggressive.
Oh, really?
I've got one of my enclosures out there. If you want to clean it, that's pretty much either a nighttime job or with something to shield yourself.
Nice.
But then I've got another group of bell phasers, and they're really good. Yeah, you can go in there with bare feet, pretty much. They'll come up and lick your toes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening to this, you should definitely go over and check out his website. Some of the cool stuff that he has on there. Morelia Magic, www.moreliamagic.com, and
yeah,
definitely some cool things going on there.
And if you're in Australia,
yeah,
you can definitely buy these things.
Yeah.
States, you can just kind of
drool
and pray and. Get upset and close the laptop like I just did. So, damn it. Close it. So,
one day.
Yeah, most of the stuff, that's it.
Yeah.
They'll get there. Most of the stuff's in the news section on the website. I've really got to update it a bit, but just got to get around to doing it.
Yeah, I never update mine. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see
too busy feeding, and that's it. Put them on the Facebook page, or you're busy feeding and cleaning.
Yeah. How do you like Facebook as opposed to like the forums or the site or your website? Do you find that much? It's just as easy to use that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is, and you seem to reach out to more people on Facebook as well.
Yeah,
because more people are looking at that. So.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The website works well as well, but just not as good.
Right. Got to get people to it. Oh wow! And there's the I was just scrolling down and I looked at December 8th post and the girl that is your super hype boat Jag. Did you see that one, Owen?
Which one was that?
The Super Hypo Jag?
Yes, I want all of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, she's my pride and joy, that's for sure.
I have a plan. We need a...
I can see why. I can
motorboat,
see why.
And we need...
duct tape?
Yeah. Yeah, motorboat and a compass, and...
Wow, that she is nice. Does she still have that orange hue to her? Is that... getting brighter?
Yep, every single shed is getting brighter. So,
wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And I take her out into the sunlight and I just drool.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, she's amazing. I had a mate around a while ago and we just sat her on the table. We must have sat there for half an hour just staring at that thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping to get her up to breeding size this year, but she's only 18 months old, so she's just going to miss out.
Yeah.
So next year, we'll see how she goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's amazing, too, that one there looks heaps like the Super Caramel Jag that Nick Martin's produced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just reminds me heaps of it.
Yeah, it's kind of dope.
Yeah. Because it's meant to be, well, they claim there's a caramel gene in with these hypos. But I'm not sure if it's actually a caramel morph, sort of that, so to speak, or if it's just a colour phase or what.
Right.
But yeah, producing some bloody nice animals out of them anyway.
That's true. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, any other cool projects or anything else you want to hit on?
As far as projects go, that's about it, I reckon. Until other things grow up a bit.
Okay. We'll have to have you back, and you can definitely talk about them when the time is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Some of the stuff I can't wait to be able to talk about.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. I've just gotten pictures sent to me, actually, of a sun glow albino, so...
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's looking pretty bloody nice.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it's only shed, like, 3 times, and it's already looking brilliant.
Wow.
That's
so, yeah, there's some
awesome
people working on some mad stuff.
They call me Dr. Frankenstein. I guess you're the Dr. Frankenstein of Australia.
I am the only one who called you Dr.
Yeah.
Frankenstein. There's no they.
Well, you and Luke, yeah.
No, well, there's Luke. Yeah, okay. Sorry, Luke.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't set out to be Frankensteins, but if the name fits.
Yeah.
If the boot fits, might as well wear it.
That's all right.
Don't worry, they'll be drooling over my snakes, your snakes, and they'll all come around eventually.
There's nobody will drool over something. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Unreal.
So, is there anything else you wanted to hit on? Anything else?
I'm out.
Really? No. Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably about it for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except for the super hypo exam thing. I could talk about that thing all day.
Yeah.
Because every single shed, it's getting the pattern on it's getting fainter and fainter. So it looks like the what they'd call the ghost, I suppose.
Wow. Yeah, you'll have to post up some pics for us that we can follow it as it progresses.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been taking pictures the whole way along, so that's the plan. Just put up pictures from hatchling till what it is now, I suppose.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm absolutely stoked for those.
I feel your excitement.
Yeah, as you can imagine, it gets fed a little bit more than everyone else.
Yeah, I have the girls too, yeah. Zebra head albino, she gets a bigger rat. She gets a
normal
little
coastal, well. You get a weanling. There you go.
That's it.
So, yeah.
Unreal.
All right, well, I guess if that's all we got, we'll jump off here, and I just want to thank you for coming on the show, and
welcome
back anytime, and when you have your cutting edge projects coming up and you're ready to talk about it, you're always welcome on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks for having me on the show. It's a privilege to be here.
Thank you, Wayne.
Definitely very
no worries,
cool.
Hope you get more Aussies jump on as well.
Yeah, I would love that.
We'll nab them.
Yeah.
So.
Just harass them until they say yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I tried that, and eventually they break down.
Now we get most of our guests. So.
Yeah. Yeah, cool.
So.
No.
Okay.
Well, Wayne, you have a good, I guess it's the rest of the afternoon for you, right?
It is. It's only quarter to one here in the afternoon. Because we actually just started, or ended daylight saving last night. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We're going to go to bed.
No worries, guys.
Okay, Wayne.
All right. Thanks a lot for being on, Wayne.
Thanks.
No worries at all. Talk again soon.
All right.
Yep.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, Owen, that was an awesome show.
Yes.
I love getting the Australian perspective on things.
It kind of put it into perspective for me when it was like, you know, I'm like, what would you absolutely be dying for? And he's like, a zebra. I'm like, I got one of those.
Yeah.
So it's what like, be, wow.
And it's funny is because we're saying we want the hypocoastal, you know.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I got like 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's definitely very cool to hear about how the Australian market is compared to the United States market, as well as, you know, the perspective of Wayne himself, who can go outside and look for carbon pythons you and I would be willing to drop thousands and thousands of dollars for.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Definitely very cool.
Yeah, maybe one day that's on my bucket list is the one day to go herping down in Australia. So hopefully over the next couple years, I'll be able to head down and really do some serious herping.
Yeah. Before I do go, I am going to study the venomous snakes because I'd be like, this is a cool kind of carpet. My time, oh, it hit me.
Yeah.
I don't understand why my hand is blowing up and oh god. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, definitely want to make sure that you're up on that for sure, Owen.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you see the pics over on Morelia Python, Evan? He goes by Thunderwood over there. He posted up some pics of his trip to Australia. He was down there for a while. Did you see that?
I did see some of those, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Definitely.
Cool.
Definitely a dream come true for him, and makes us all jealous that he was able to do that. So that's actually how I got my first Malukan, is that he was selling it because he was cutting down his collection because I guess he was heading down there to Australia for a while. So
you nabbed up that Malukan, and then you got the other Malukan.
Yep. Yep. So
fun with your happy little 1.1.
Yep. That's
the only
true.
Thing I got on you, so I'm going to rub it in as best I can. So,
yeah, but I got the whole complex of the scrubs, though. So, yeah.
That is true. Which, by the way, I was always going like, hey, man, this. I was showing my buddy, I'm like, this Mac I got is, he's a nice little boy. Nearly nailed my friend in the face.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, Eric's trying to kill me. So.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You just have to touch with him, you know.
Okay, I suppose.
What else do we have to... I just want to remind everybody the show is Tuesday, 9 o'clock.
Moving Tuesday, yeah. We will post on everything, all the forums, shout it from the rooftops. Eric is going to wear one of those, like, board signs to work. This is Merle Python Radio has moved to Tuesday.
Yeah.
Talking about taking out, like, airtime commercial space. So, yeah, you'll know.
Yeah.
Tuesdays.
And we are fast approaching the Carpet Fest. And
My God.
Yeah.
You're correct.
So tomorrow I'm going to be sending out the email to everybody that I have on the list that's attending just to make sure that you're coming and who you're coming with and to see any, you know, where we're at as far as the auction goes and all that type of stuff. And I know Luke is working on finishing up the logo, and I have to talk about the T-shirts. So we're going to have some T-shirts made up, and it should be cool. Should be a good time. Just laid back.
It should be awesome.
Yep. Laid back, nice, relaxed atmosphere with a bunch of people that love Morelia. So I'm looking forward to it. And
yeah. And if you want to come and you have not yet joined the Facebook group, you can go ahead and do that. Of course, you know, when we talk about Facebook groups, I'm still amazed that I'm not part of the scrub group.
Yet. You're not?
No.
See, that's because when David was on here, you were, said you wouldn't get grouse.
I have them now.
Well, we're going to have to change that for you, Owen. I'm sure Dave will hook you up.
Yeah. Jason Hoffer's on there. What the hell?
Uh-oh.
I swear I'm not bitter.
One of the other things I wanted to mention is, remember when we had Patrick on last week talking chondros?
Yes.
And said that he thought his female was ovulating. Well, he sent me an email that, she's actually about to lay. And, you know, he was pretty stoked about that. So, he's got some pretty cool projects. He sent me over some pictures of some of the projects that he has going on and some really cool chondros that he has. You know, I'm a sucker.
Long story short, you're picking up chondros. Come on, say it.
Like I said, I hope in the next coming year that that's definitely something that I want to work on. I think one of the things that overwhelms me is all the different the bloodlines are just – I feel like when I first started getting into carpets, you know, I was kind of overwhelmed with the whole, oh, my God, there's all these different subspecies, and then subspecies has a morph, and this morph goes with that one, and this bloodline is with this one. You know, and now I feel like I have a handle on it, but, you know, I feel like I'm starting all over with the chondros, so.
Well, here we go again.
Yeah. It was much easier with the scrubs because there's not as much out there, you know, but with the chondros, you're talking back into the bloodlines back into the 70s, so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does make things a little bit more interesting.
Yeah. But my thinking is, me and you have talked about before, is like, I think that one of the things that I'm aiming towards is like, you know, when I'm at a show, one of the things that's going to draw people into my table is going to be the chondros. You know, if I have some nice chondros and, you know, they'll come into the table to look at it because I don't know how you can look at those snakes and not be – I mean, even people that are not even into Morelia, I think, are drawn into some of the colors that these things throw. So I love them.
Well, that you're right on. They get some of the crazy colors that come with those things is awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I guess I'll just throw out the shout-outs, and then we will hop off of here. That you check out Morelia Python's forum. Go over there, sign up, become a member. Pretty much the end-all, be-all to Morelia Pythons. It's got every group on there, and it's pretty good community, so definitely go over there and check that out. Check out Morelia Python Radio on Facebook. Go over and like us, you know, sign up for the different, we have the Morelia Pick of the Week. We have the guest page where the guests of the show get to post up some of their prized animals. You can go over there and check it out. And I think the top there over there is Wayne's, his Exanic and his albino. So you should definitely go
That's
check
a great
that
picture.
Out.
Yeah.
That's an awesome picture, man. I love that picture. I can't imagine going down to my snake room and looking at that every day. So Wayne's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Definitely go over and check out Morelia Magic. And if you're from Australia, you definitely can go and see what Wayne has available. If you're not from Australia, then you can just look at the page and drool and wish that you had that stuff. And maybe if you have a zebra,
torture yourself. It's fine.
Maybe you can work out some kind of trade somehow. I don't know.
Illegal activity. Awesome. Yeah. We're promoting it.
Yeah. Just saying. And then there's the Carpet Python Fest again. It's going to be on May 12th. Thanks to Howard Redding for opening up his home to us so we can go down there and have a good time. Make sure that you check him out at the – I think his next show coming up is the Hamburg Show. When is that? Because you're going to be there too.
Yes. The 28th
of okay.
April. Yes.
Okay, and definitely go see Howard. He has some cool stuff going on, and I think that's all I have. What do you got?
Okay, for any questions for myself, you can reach us through Ro rogue-reptiles.com. Also, you can go to Facebook and look up Rogue Reptiles. It's got all the new projects we're working on, as well as pictures of the new animals and what have you. So we got all that fun stuff up there.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. All right. I guess that's it. And make sure you tune in Tuesday. We're going to be talking ball and python. So that's it. Have a good night.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yep.
All right. Have a good night.
See you.